The Ryan Tubridy Show on RTE Radio 1, sponsored by Sky Broadband. With our broadband, your world is limitless. Live beyond.
Good morning, all. This is Ryan Tubridy at 4 minutes past nine. It is Friday morning. That makes it the 27th of September 2019. We are with you till 10 a.m. The text number is 51551. You can email ryan@rte.ie. Christmas is nearly upon us. Well, it's not quite nearly upon us. I saw Dunn's the other day as I was driving through Dunn's. I was walking through Dunn's. And sure enough, Halloween is there. You know, when they see it all. Halloween's kind of, they're trying to Christmasify Halloween to make it into something a bit like Halloween wreaths and Halloween tinsel and stuff that wouldn't have been there when I was a lad. But now it's got all Halloween, it's fine. I'm not against it. I think it's a nice thing. I like big occasions like that. But in the papers today, we're getting a sense of what we might be expecting to have in the house at Christmas. By that I mean things like board games. We mentioned jigsaws before, but the digital revolution has meant that it is sometimes difficult to tempt children, I'm reading this now, from their games consoles. But Hamleys, the toy shop in London, has said that board games are now back in vogue with a twist. I'm sure we'll be featuring these on the toy show. Smart version of Pictionary. Now, Pictionary is a game that has caused many rows down through the years and much heartache. But it's back with a twist. It's a Pictionary Air. Is a technological version of the classic game and works via an app which allows players to draw in the air and then see the image on a screen. The digital pen can be connected to a tablet or television screen with the drawing created in the air shown on the device. That sounds quite exciting. Monopoly, of course, has a cashless version instead of going and using paper money, which for me was always the point of it. So you could see all the other pink 500s they had, or the white 10s or 50s, whatever they were. But instead of that, they have players deferring to a voice-controlled electronic Mr. Monopoly, who takes charge of their bank accounts. Players tell the device whether they want to buy a property or pay their rent. But another toy, and this is the one that I'd say is going to be massive, is the Scruff-a-Love rescue pet. Scruff-a-Love, L-U-V. The toy is so popular that fake imitations are already on the market. And this is a rescue pet which begins its life as a matted, furry ball. And with love and care from the child, it is revealed as either a dog or a cat. This sounds quite cute and a nice little lesson in life for people. And this version features over 35 lifelike sounds and interactions, including shivering and whimpering and feeding and hiccups. And it has a heartbeat. And children are encouraged to wash the toy in the sink to reduce the matting and blow dry it to make the fur fluffy. That sounds like a cute toy and a nice little life lesson. But these are the things that we'll be keeping an eye on in the next number of weeks. Today being the last day it is possible to apply to be a child on the toy show, showing us how stuff works. Go on the website if you need to find out. Speaking of which, tonight's show is going to be big. And I got an email this morning saying, Ryan, I'm going to the Late Late Show tonight. I'll be in the audience. And my cousin Kate and her partner will be there. And they've never been to the Late Late Show at all. So I'd love to make it a night for them. Would it be possible if you could come up to us and say hello to them? Maybe get a selfie with them. Their names are Kate Hanley and Andrew Carroll. Thanks from Simon Campbell. Simon, I'm going to put this piece of paper in my pocket right now. So that when we get to the show tonight, I will take this piece of paper out of the different pocket. I'll be swapping suits and I will come up and we will do a selfie tonight. This is my promise to you. And you can post it. As I often say, if you put it on your fridge as a photograph, you'll never eat again. 51551 is the text number this morning. Irene has been on already and from County Meath to say, only put the Halloween decorations up last night. Bring on Christmas, I say. Some people are just into it. Some people are not. Well, we'll all have our eyes on Japan this weekend as the Irish team plow on and head towards this quarterfinals, hopefully. And Japan Airlines have their act together. They've revealed a new tool that lets you dodge infants when you book your seat. So you go online and you say, right, I want that seat. And what they've done is passengers travelling with children aged between 8 days and 2 years, when they're essentially feral, who select their seats on this website, will have a child icon displayed on their seats. On the seat selection screen. Do you see what they're doing there? So that then you can avoid babies. When you go on the site, there'll be a baby sitting in that seat. You go, no, not a chance. I hope to sleep or read or concentrate, and I forgot my headphones, so I don't want to be beside a baby. And this lets other passengers know a child might be sitting there. This how they get on to Aer Lingus and Ryanair and tell them to borrow a little page out of the Japan Airlines playbook, because that is a clever thing to do, a very clever thing to do. Billy Joel, who we managed to see in, I'll never forget it, Madison Square Gardens with the girls a few years ago. It was one of those beautiful nights. It was a November night. I was dying of some classic cold, but I forgot everything because I was in beautiful company watching a marvellous poet, really, and a singer of great songs, and a showman. It was just so lovely. Went to see him in Dublin and afterwards, in equally wonderful company and a great night out. But anyway, September the 27th, which is today, it marks the 30th anniversary of Billy Joel's Cold War history lesson, We Didn't Start the Fire. Now, I'm not going to play that song, We Didn't Start the Fire, largely because it's kind of annoying. But I'm going to play what I loved was, just to explain it, in under 5 minutes, the single chronicles nearly a half century of headline news and pop culture from his birth year, 49, to the recording of his album, 1989 album, Stormfront. Now, when you go and see him live and he's singing it, it's spectacular because all the faces that he mentioned, the names come up behind him, and it's really interesting. But as a song on the radio, I find it just not, it's just a bit, you know, it wouldn't be for me now. To be honest with you, like a woodpecker inside your head, won't leave you alone. However, Family Guy kind of got it right, because Peter Griffin was the lead character, the dad, was trying to remember the song, and this is very short.
Stuff, stuff and stuff, history and stuff and stuff, people, someone's name, history and sports. Big disaster, someone's name, stuff and stuff and stuff and stuff, history, someone's name, something I don't know. Famous guy, movie star, don't know who these people are, stuff and history, yelling really loud at me.
Now, that is Peter Griffin's take on We Didn't Start the Fire, and I think it's as good as any version. So, that got me thinking yesterday about Ariana Grande, who's made quite a name for herself about the town and seems to be a very grounded, pleasant person by all accounts, and apparently the gigs were great. And she was in town. I remember seeing her, I think it was with Jimmy Fallon on chat show on their talk show in American television, and he was asking her to do impressions of singers, and she's a really good impressionist. So he said, can you do Mary Had a Little Lamb as Britney Spears? So this is Ariana Grande pretending to be Britney Spears singing that song.
Stuff, stuff, stuff and stuff.
That's definitely not. We did it already. Sorry, hang on. Yeah, you can see where she's going. Then I said, oh, can you do Christina Aguilera? And she says, yeah, sure, I can do Christina Aguilera. She's good, isn't she? I mean, what a great sense of humour that she can do the mimicry. And I just love good mimics. Speaking of which, we have Dearan Garrahy on tonight. She'll be doing, I saw they dropped one of her, it starts tonight on The Player, the Dearan project, and I watched a few previews of it, and she has a setup where she does So Sue Me is having a day out for the girls, and sure enough in comes Amy Huberman and Pip O'Connor, and as imitated by Dearan, it is very funny, worth a look at. But anyway, back to Ariana Grande. They eventually said, can you do Celine Dion?
Well, how sweet and strange finding you can change, but I'm whatever. Learning you a woman. Okay! Thank you, Jimmy! Shall we go for it? Okay!
She sounds like good crack, it has to be said. Ariana Grande doing all the great imitations there. But it's the real Celine that has everyone very excited, because she has confirmed two dates in Dublin 2020. The Three Arena, spectacular form for 5th, 14th and 15th of September next year. First time she'll play in Ireland since 08 when she was at Croke Park. And it's Friday morning, and you know what? Why not?